Weekend Breakfast with Sarah Jane King.
Saturday and Sunday, 6 to 10 a.m.
Okay, now, although she's only 14 years old, my book club guest this week is already a singer, songwriter, debater, musical theatre aficionado, and as of earlier this month, added published author to her CV, which is rather impressive. Jess Robus has taken on her own personal struggles and mental health challenges and channeled them into a collection of beautiful and evocative poetry in her new book. It's called A Few Slivers of Light. Now, with May being the focus on mental health and June being Youth Month, Jess says that there's no better time for her to have released this, her debut poetry collection, which she hopes will inspire others to speak up about their struggles and also to reach parents who might have children experiencing these types of challenges. Jess, welcome to the show.
Hi, Sarah Jane. Thank you so much for having me.
No, what an absolute pleasure. Congratulations. I mean, talk about sort of adding another string to your already very full bow. Listen, when did you start writing poetry?
So I think that the first poem I actually ever wrote was when I was around about 9, 10. I still have it somewhere. And I've always loved poetry. It's such an engaging medium. It's really one that I can connect with in lots of ways. It's such a lovely medium of self-expression.
And I completely agree. And what do you think it has given you as both the reader of and the writer of poetry?
Oh, I think that it's really given me so much as a reader. I can remember the first book of poetry I ever bought for myself. It was a book called Empty Bottle Full of Stories by Robert M. Drake and R. H. Sin. And then it was followed by a volume of Elizabeth Barrett Browning's poetry. And I remember when I read both of those, it was just like a wow moment, because it was like it was my thoughts and my words on the page. And I loved reading that. I felt so understood and so seen and so heard. And then in terms of writing poetry, really, I set out to write so that I could put my own thoughts and my own words onto paper and be able to understand them and deal better with them.
We often hear about people talking, thank goodness, about mental health issues, but very infrequently do we hear teenagers speaking. We often hear people speaking for teenagers about how teenagers feel about their mental health, but very infrequently do we hear teens speaking themselves and using their own agency to describe the issues that they're going through. Why did you want to do that? Why did you feel that it was important for you to, in your own authentic voice, speak about the issues and struggles that you've had around your mental health?
So I think personally, I've really seen and I've felt the effect that mental health and things like depression and anxiety can have on a person's life. And I've also seen in the lives of my friends the effect that not talking about it can have and how difficult it can be when you don't talk about what you're going through, when you feel like you're alone and what you're going through is just something that no one else understands. And so I think that I decided to use my voice and my poetry to talk about this because it's something that I'm really passionate about. I'm really passionate about being like how the first poetry that I read was for me and making other people feel understood and showing them that what they're going through isn't something that they have to suffer through alone.
What I love about the book is that it's written, of course it's written by you as a teenager, and therefore it is immediately relatable, I think, by your intended audience. But your intended audience is also parents. It's not just fellow teens who might be experiencing issues around their mental health. What do you want parents to take away from this book, Jess?
So I think one of the things that I've noticed with mental health amongst, in all spheres really, is that sometimes it can be really hard to talk about it with other people because you feel like it's not real, like it's something you're over-exaggerating, you're playing it up to try and get people's affection or to get their attention when really it's not that. And so I think what I'd like to tell parents is that this is something that's real, it's something that kids are going through, and oftentimes the best thing for the parent to do is just to make an environment where the kid feels like they can come and talk to their parents about this and for the parents not to say, oh, this is, you're over-exaggerating, it's just a bad day. And I've been lucky enough to have really, really supportive parents who've gone on this journey with me. And but I just know that there are some people out there who don't feel like their parents are listening and listening to what they're really trying to say. And so I want parents to know that it's really difficult to talk about this. But just because people don't talk about it often doesn't mean that it's not real, because it definitely is.
Absolutely. Talk about how you came to put the book together, Jess, because I'm assuming you didn't just sit down one Friday night and by Sunday night you had a collection of however many poems. I imagine these have come. Were some of these written retrospectively in terms of what you might have been going through once upon a time, or were some of them written at the time that you were dealing with some of these issues around your mental health?
I think that it's sort of both. A few of these poems, like I'm thinking of one of the poems at the end of the first part of the book called Feels Like, that was written in the midst of a panic attack. And a couple of these poems I found whilst rummaging through my journals, just looking for poems, putting them together. And then a few of them were written thinking back about experiences or thinking back about things that I've seen other people going through and sort of imagining how I would react if I was in that situation. So sort of I've taken thoughts and experiences from everywhere and sort of mashed them together into a conglomeration of poetry about how I felt in situations and how I imagined I would feel in situations.
Before we talk about where people can get hold of the book, would you be kind enough to read one of your poems for us, Jess?
Of course.
Wonderful. Which one will you be reading for us?
I'm going to be reading a poem called 11.
Okay, lovely. Take it away.
Cool. I was 11 years old in a bright pink bathing suit, walking along the beach with my friends, 16 and 17, when a group of men three times our age started walking behind us, following us, getting closer and closer before my mother chased them away. If I had to describe it like a psychologist would have me, I'd say that I could see the surf, the sand, the sun, the sky, and their shadows in the corner of my eye. I could feel the sunblock on my arms, the sand on my feet, the towel beneath my arm, and their eyes on the back of my neck. I could hear the crash of waves, the seagulls screeching, and their slurred voices. I could smell the salt water and the booze on their breath, and I could taste the salty flavor of fear in my mouth. But although I was 11 and disgusted, 11 and afraid, I was 11 and lucky. Because she was 19, and her burned body was found dumped in a township. She was 16, and her rapist was treated with leniency because he was from a good family and college eligible. She was 5 years old and left for dead in the back room of a house. She was 14, 15, 23, 41, and she was silenced. I shall not be, because I was 11 and lucky. But she was not.
Jess, you write with the maturity of somebody far older than you. Your voice sort of belies your years. When I hear that, I really hear somebody who has gone through a lot, who is somebody who considers a lot. You are somebody who thinks about others and how your experience differs from theirs, how your experience is similar to theirs. I'm imagining that in the writing of this book, there would have been times where you thought, I perhaps feel a little exposed putting myself out there on the page. How did you get over that to the point where I'm now able to pick up this book that I have in my hand and read through a selection of your thoughts and your feelings?
I think that it was definitely scary, but it was fun too. I think that when I wrote these poems, I didn't set out to write a poetry book. That wasn't my end goal. I needed a way to deal with my feelings and to see them, and I've always loved writing, so that was the natural path. But I think in compiling this book, it was definitely very cathartic. It was very raw and quite difficult because it was just like analyzing all the things and seeing what I'd been going through and seeing this trend from being in quite a difficult mental space to now, thankfully, much better than I was then. But throughout all of it, I may have been I may have been terrified. Like, there was, before the book launch, there were a couple nights when I was anxiously watching poetry critiquing videos and just talking with my mum, like, what if people hate this? But I really just, I've always wanted to just share my thoughts with somebody and to just let other people know that they're not going through this alone, and that other people feel this way too, and that they can get through it. Like poetry and like music has been for me, I wanted to be that for other people.
How can people get hold of the book, Jess?
Okay, so they can buy their book on my website for 150 Rand. My website, they can get it in a hard copy version, and it will ship to Postnets in South Africa. It's www.jessrobus.com, and Robus is spelled R-O-B-U-S. They can also buy it on Amazon, just searching A Few Slivers of Light, and that's for any international people. And then if they just want to, you know, see what I'm up to, because sometimes I post random poems and songs and things, then they can find me on Instagram at Jess Celeste's Musical Mayhem and on Facebook as Jess Robus.
Wonderful stuff. Well, congratulations, Jess, on what I think will probably be the first of many books that we receive from you. And it definitely will not be the last time we hear the name Jess Robus. I imagine that in 15, 20 years, I'll be inviting you back on for you to tell us about your Pulitzer win. It's been lovely to have you on the show. Thanks ever so much indeed for joining us. Jess Robus is the author of this book, A Few Slivers of Light. Her website is jessrobus.com, where you can buy the book for 150 Rand.